Parshas Vayeshev, we have the beginning, the transition, I guess, or I don't know if the transition, or the Yosef coming out onto his own. And in a certain sense, there's a mice of a similar bonim in many ways. Yosef is still considered one of the others. He's like Yaakov. He has two shvatim. So the parashis and brashis are still dealing with myself as the inyanim. So the mela, the inyanim of Yosef and Yehuda and the brothers, still belong to the sheirish of others, and the mela have ramifications for later. The inyan that you find is it's a prototype lemaisa for Klal Yisrael, and it's an entire tkufas habeinayim, which would be the tkuf of the Golius. Chazal say that the chalom of Yaakov was the chalom of the Golius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the older Golius. So b'meila, this is the transition point of Klal Yisrael and Golus. That's what it's a prototype. And you have the different oifanim of meeting the Golus. The two things that stick out is that there were two people that were the leaders, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael. They were the ones who came out and were the scouts or the advance group for Klal Yisrael. You have, it says Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goishno later on in the parashas, and Lahoyrois, and he sent them down to make a yeshiva, to build everything and so on. That's a very easy one. Yosef fell into Mitzrayim. There's Yosef Hurat Mitzrayim. Yosef fell into Mitzrayim. He wasn't, but he was the first one there. And we're going to have to understand that Yosef's inyanim in Mitzrayim are going to be, Yosef and Yehuda together are the oifanim of dealing with Golas. Yosef is Hurat Mitzrayim, and Yehuda was Sholach Lefanov. Yosef went into the heart of Mitzrayim, Yehuda went to Goshen. There were very clear distinctions between the two. Yehuda had the easier one to understand. Yehuda was simply to go to a place that was Mugdar a little bit from Mitzrayim. He was sent specifically to teach and to learn and to keep the Gachelas of Yisrael alive. Yosef was forced into Mitzrayim, and he was forced into the heart of the heart of the heart of Mitzrayim. He became the Melech, and he sat in the jail, and he was the Melech. He saw Mitzrayim at the worst. And b'meila, each one of them is a certain akud of achana, and this is the passage of Yosef. We want to try to look at Yosef a little bit. Repetition of this is going to be Lasid Lavoi. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Yehuda. The Rambam says we don't know exactly what they are. Certainly, lahalacha, we don't have a clear hagdara of the distinctions. The inyan of Mashiach that there will be Gula, and the stages and the Eifanim, not for us. But there are two advanced people. There are two people that will lead Klal Yisrael into the Gula. One is the Koyach HaMashiach Ben Yosef, one is the Koyach HaMashiach Ben David. And we have to understand, I'll be Misamik on Yosef. Yehuda is the one that's more spoken about usually, and we have to Misamik a little bit in the Nakuda that Yosef gave to Klal Yisrael, that kept them, in a certain sense, he's really the very head of the line. He's the first Mashiach, he's the one who first came to Mitzrayim, and there's an akuda there that is really the spitz of the front line that faces Mitzrayim, Golias, Umasoylam, and so on. The Nisayon of Yosef, the one Nisayon that's spoken about, is the Nisayon of Eishes Potifar. And that's the Nisayon that we deal with. Afterwards, he's made Melech and so on. So, it's a very big Nisayon, and our understanding of Nisayon is that if a person faces a Nisayon, he wants to eat something that's asa, and it tastes very good, so we try to imagine the pain we would feel in the Gehenim, etc., etc. Here Yosef was facing probably the most powerful Nisayon a person can face on a personal level. He's alone, he's in the prime of his youth. She obviously was very attractive, and so on, and there were very bad consequences for not listening to her. The taina that he said to her sounds so off base. I mean, he's telling God, you know what? Eineni gadol b'bayisa mimeni, v'lechasek meni mu'uma kim oisach b'asharat ishtoi, v'yechaser ragdol z'chot hazakim. I mean, his taina was a taina, you know, I was entrusted. The taina that he said would be a very nice taina if he was trying to steal the salt shaker or something. He was trying to steal some of the money. So he'd tell him, you know, he trusted me, gave me the keys to everything, I could do it. It doesn't seem to be bechlal mimina inyan. I mean, she's talking about her eyes and he's talking about trust and so on. Very strange. So to understand it, we need to go into an inyan of one of the koyches hanefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave people, and this is the koyches hanefesh that is, in a certain sense, the basis for avodah. Let's start with a shaila though. The Gemara says the first mitzvah is puravu. A person has a chiyuv to get married, and a person has a chiyuv to bring a family to the world, and it's the first mitzvah, and you can sell a sefer Torah for it, and Chayna v'chayna, you're b'shachar and evit for it. There's tons and tons of inyanim, how chashev, and somebody that's not oisik in it, is shayfech domim, and so on. So the Gemara says Benazir did not get married, and the Gemara the Gemara says, because he said chashka nafshe b'teira, which is it's very, very nice. But let me ask you something. Let's say somebody was drowning in front of Ben Azai, and you come running and he's help, Ben Azai, help. Ben Azai looks up and he says, you know, I'm involved in a very deep Ksais HaChoshna. I'm not Shechoshka B'Torah. So what does that mean? That would be an excuse, he'd be Ratzeach. No two ways about it, he'd be a real Ratzeach. So what does it mean? There's a mitzvah. If a person has a chi of Begufa to do something, there's no Ptur. So tefillah was mistook in a certain way. It's chayi shor versus chayi because it's not meikar din. But there's clear gedarim. And if let's say a person is not matzal nefashis when he's asik b'teira, his chashka b'teira will turn back on him. It'll be part of his anish. What does that mean? What kind of heter? It's the only mitzvah that I'm aware of that there's such a heter. Melech would say I'm osuk b'mitzvah, so it would fall under the get of osuk b'mitzvah, potem na mitzvah. And again, depending on mitzvah veres, mitzvah shena veres, mitzvah gufo, there's gedarim to that. But at least if the lashon would be I'm osuk now and I can't interrupt. He says nafshi choshke b'torah. So where is that a heter? You like it very. I love learning. I don't like weddings. Very good. So where's the heter? Where's the p'tor over here? So we'll go back to the sheresh of the inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a koyach in a person. Every person is a yachid. Every person is himself, and a very clear sense of self. Our first awareness as a nivra is that we're cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rambam said, lashon bria is lashon to be cut off, and we are ourself, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the koyach of a nivra to merge his identity with another nivra, or with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called dveikus. Al kein yazav ishes over simoy v'dovak beishtoy. V'dovak means I become attached. V'hoyo levas echot, and we become one unit. Like Rashi says, physically it becomes one unit, not only b'shas ma'isa, but the child is a unit that incorporates both parents, and it becomes like a one. It's the one of the deepest koyches, if not the deepest koyach in the bria, of bringing the bria back to a matzav of echad, where the bria is always defined as many pieces falling out of great echad, is through the inyan of dveikus. It's shayach on the peer level, v'dovak b'ishtoy, and it is shayach on the level HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Yevul the Psukim in Devarim, L'dovka Boy, and so on. That is an ability that is probably the profoundest ability in the Bria, because in a sense it reverses the process of the Bria splintering apart, and the Bria coming and the Bria comes together again. So Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mr. Sherm says, That's the focal point of Avodas Hashem. And the Veikus is like the Pasuk says, that's the first Koach HaAdam that's described is V'Dovak B'Ishtei. That's the first Koach that he has. You have the Musig of L'Dovak, you have specifically by the Indian of family, marriage, etc. In the Torah, in speaks in Bamidbar about the Nyonim of Yerusha, that a woman can't go away from the if a woman tries to be Mavi Nachla, so it says that she's supposed to, in that door at least, she's supposed to get married to the person, some her shaved, if that was only people at Yerusha. It says in Dova et Bimata Avois, everything else is. In other words, Dveikus has to be, Dveikus is family, marriage, Nachla, Laolam. Those are the Inyanim of Dveikus. Dveikus is Nogeafas physically in terms of marriage, like Dalek B'Ishtoi, and it means to become part of that Shevet, that Sherish, that Mitzias comes out through Dafka. The positive Koyach of a person comes through Dveikus and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, that Dveikus happens only on top of the koach of tainug or cheshek. The muscle. A person can do chesed, can do tons of chesed, without really wanting to. He could, or that's better said, he could want to do it, that's why he does it, but with no desire. You can do tons of chesed, you can do tons of Yerushalayim, you can do tons of mitzvahs. Desire is not a necessary component of a Maisim Tovim. Maisim Tovim, you know, without it. It's not a necessary component of Tzidkus. A person can be a Tzadik, Tzalach, Ne'ashem, without Cheshek or desire. It's definitely helps you, but it's not something that is that's a prerequisite for it. The only time, Dveikus is not like that. Dveikus is something which only happens. It can only happen when it rides on top of the koach of cheshek, chuka, tainug, etc. There is no such thing as being dovik in something which is not, which you don't find, that which you don't crave for, which you don't desire. The Mesil Sesharim, in his Chavis Adam Bailamo, when he speaks about the Tachlis Abriya, he speaks about the chiyuv of a person. He says the tachlis, the only tainug in the world is this anigal Hashem. And then he says, and if you really think about it, it's to be misdavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ikar avoda. He also kind of layers it in two layers. The first thing is, pick your tainug. Your tainug is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only real tainug in the world. The other tainugim are just come and go. But realize it's not tainug. The seif pasuk of tainug is... It is Ladovka. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzuras Adam as well. The Ein Kishel Midas, there's no such thing as Dveikus, as being Dovak, if there is no Cheshek, Chuka. All of those Nyanim, desire, craving, pleasure, that is a prerequisite for Dovak. The flip side of it is that where a person is, where a person does have a desire and craving, it brings to a dovak, and if it brings to a dovak, in a certain sense, all is lost. That was the terrible problem with Baal Peor. In Baal Peor, Bilam's chachma, we have a very hard time understanding exactly. He said in Kharak Valka Chokhmah says Lokem Shal Elu Sayna Zima, I'll be mashal them in Arayas. Then it says it was Arayas and they kind of they showed him the Avodah Zarah. The answer is Bilam's extraordinary rishis, Bilam's Chokhmah was that he merged two things that each thing is incomplete in itself. Taiva is something that is a very bad thing, But in a certain sense, it's not taking Klal Yisrael per se away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it, but it's not taking away Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a direct clash head on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, Avodah Zarah is a direct clash, but Avodah Zarah is not a type of Yetzer. Avodah Zarah doesn't carry in itself the nafshis intensity that makes it kind of irreversible. Bilam had an extraordinary idea. Bilam said, we can merge the two, we can breed the two together, and then get an invincible Yetzer Hara. If people worship Avodah Zarah, and they do it with the craving and the taiva of the Yetzer Darayis, then the Dovuk, Vayitzamdu, they became Dovuk to it, and then there was no way out again. So B'meila, this would have become a chet that would create a marriage, a Catholic marriage to Avodah Zarah that could not be broken. They would not be worshiping Avodah Zarah because it's in style or it's convenient or it's a passing fad. They would have worshipped it, and it would have crept into their nefesh with the intensity of Yetzer Darayis, and that's why it was such a terrible, terrible churban Klal Yisrael, Baal Peor. And Moshe Rabbeinu is buried connected Baal Peor just to sort of alleviate that issue. That's the Avera kind of that Zelumase. That's the koyach of Yetzer Darayis and so on. The Gemara says Lamoshe Bar Elazar ben Dodaya. Elazar ben Dodaya was going to do tshuva, and he did tshuva. Elazar ben Dodaya was the person who singled out as being the most extreme in his pursuit of Yetzer Darayis. His whole metzias, his whole life was dedicated to Yetzer Darayis. That was his metzias. When he did tshuva, he was able to get rid of it, but he died because it's just like a cancer, Olena. That's let's say you have a cancer that's very deeply entrenched in the ava, like in the heart. And if you remove the cancer, then the patient dies because there's no heart left, because he has too big of a hole in the heart. It becomes so one. That growth became the heart. And b'meila, if you take it out, you can take it out, but the patient dies because he has no heart. That was the b'china of Elazar ben Dodaya, that he was so dovuk in Yetzer Darayis that he was going to become at one with it, and b'meila he was at one with his Darayis, and he could get rid of Darayis, but the price was his self, he had no self. So when Bilam took the two and merged them together, that became a very powerful mahalach of getting rid of Klal Yisrael HaSrom. The Yeshua, when it comes to Umas HaOlam, in Umas HaOlam, it's very interesting. The Pasuk says that you should be careful not to give your daughter to their sons, because she will be meiser him l'avodah zarah. That's where the Gemara dashes that bincha from the, you know, that the bincha from your ben is not your ben, bincha mi bitcha from Umas HaOlam is yours, because akaver abal bas Yisrael, the son is a Yisrael. The reason, so the Torah says, don't allow that to happen, because then you will bring in Avodah Zarah into the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael. By bonding with Umas HaOlam, then you are creating Yisrael of the Avodah Zarah. If you don't bond with the Akum, you could be over the Zarah, but it doesn't become part of the fiber of Klal Yisrael. The terrible inyan of Bitoy being mishaten to the Akum is that it becomes a metzias of Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael. It becomes a Klal Yisraelic Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk Yeshua says, when he warns Klal Yisrael about going, that if they won't destroy the Umas HaOlam, they're going to suffer. So it says also that, I don't remember the Lashon exactly, it says you're going to be nidbak to them, vishatantam itam. It's the dveikus will lead to chitun, and b'meila, that you're going to be over Avodah Zarah, and that will become Klal Yisrael. So the Sheirish that creates a Nafshiyus Dika Metzius, something which creates a Metzius that is not, that is indelible, so to speak, comes through the vehicle of the Yetzer Hara of Arayus, especially, and b'meila, that's the Chet. So Yosef HaTzadik, because where a person expends his cheshek and his tainug, makes is what takes the person to a place of no return. That's why we have something called a bris. A bris is a shmira on a person, and just like by Yaakov Avinu, when he made a bris with Lavan, the bris was, this is the line of demarcation. I don't cross here, you don't cross there. Avimelech and Avram made a bris. A bris creates, defines a very clear border boundary. The bris kodesh of Klal Yisrael is that we're dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the koyach of the physical koyach, that where the sheirish of dveikus lies, the koyach, the mocker of tainug, and the mocker of cheshik, and taiva, that makom gets a chesemus of a bris on it, and that we're all Hashem. That's why it says that Avraham Avinu sits by the Pesach of Gehenim, and somebody who's nimol, he doesn't let them bring him in, except for someone who's nivol to Naramis, because the minute you boil Naramis, you don't have a bris anymore. You transgress the bris. It was I can't say that you're Baal Bris, if that is the Atzmius of the Bris is that it's Kodesh Lashem, that it's Kodesh LiYisrael, it's Shayach to Klal Yisrael, and B'neila, when a person steps out, that becomes, then he's made for Brisai. That's really what's happening. So so when Klal Yisrael goes down, when Klal Yisrael steps into the world of Umas HaOlam, there are two things that have to be put into place. One is that you need a shmira. There's always vayis'arvu bagoyim vayilamdu mimaseihem. Whenever there's a taruvus a klai yisrael umas ha'olam, you learn from them. You pick up things. It's inevitable. But there has to be a very clear line of demarcation that it can't go past a certain point, because there is a point of no return. Yosef HaTzadik was hurried Mitzrayim, he was thrown into Mitzrayim, and he had to put down that line of demarcation, that it can't, no matter how Mitzri you become, no matter how much Tamua Bein Ha'am you become, there is an iron wall that doesn't allow you to go to the point of no return. You can't be Nizdabik to the Mitzolam and be Mitzchatinitam. That's the point of the Shmira Kaiso. Once you have that, then it's Shaykh that Yehuda come down and do the positive part. The teaching, the learning, the Lahoros, and so on. But Yehuda came to Goshen already. There was a line dividing Mitzrayim from Goshen. Yosef was heard Mitzrayim, into the very heart of Mitzrayim, to the Ervas Haaretz. That's where he went to. And he had to establish the line where Kaiso would not cross over. And you see it even in Doris, our Doris, till recently at least, where people, even after they left everything, and there was no place in logic why this line shouldn't be crossed, people took it very hard. There was a strong, it was like a final border, even for the people who had long left the Goshen. But there was a border that to get into the time, that was something that went against the grain of Klal Yisrael. It was an outer perimeter that kind of kept Klal Yisrael within somewhere. That was Yosef, and that's how was Zelo Masavit Yehuda. The koyach of Dveikus, this koyach of the Dafka, carries in itself one more element. A person can only be Dovak to one thing, and that's it. You can't, by definition, a person can do chesed with many people, a person can be nice to many people, a person can be friendly to many people, a person can have many activities with many different people. Those are all not things that are austere at each other. But you can't be dovak to two things at once. That was Ben Azai's teretz. Ben Azai said that nafshi choshke b'teira means I can't get married. I don't have the ability. The metzias of nesuin is v'dovak b'ishtoi, v'hoi l'bas echad. The person needs das for kishri. A person needs, in order to be able to be married, to be able to nizdabek b'ishtoi. Since Yosef, since Ben Azai was dovak in Torah, dovak he couldn't do. He could do mitzvahs. If somebody was drowning, a body would run and save him. But that doesn't require dveikus. Dveikus is a koyach ha-nefesh that, by definition, it's only shayach to one. V'davak b'ishto v'loishas chaveri. Davak by benach, we learn from that. The dveikus is shayach only to one thing. And therefore, Ben Azai says, I can't, it's just like somebody doesn't have a hand, is not going to be able to wear tefillin. A person who's dovak with the darga Ben Azai, of choshka b'teira, then there's no mokum for cheshik and anything else. Libby Emily, I don't know if it, you can tell sure, but by Chamor, and then when they told him to mal, and then we'll give you Dina, you know, it's the Mila, it was the Mila of their Mila, that kept them away from Dina. In the end, they killed him at that point. In other words, there was a certain mitzias of defining a bris, which, in other words, we can't, someone who's not a ben bris has no mokum to be mizdabek in Klal Yisrael. It was more than a ploy. It was a statement that we have a bris already. We're already taken. We already have a... I think that was the pshat in Yosef's taina to Eishes Potiphar. We're not, it's certainly a person who is very, very dovuk in Arayas and he's in the middle of a taiva, the nuances of the trust, v'chulu, the Torah is not teaching me eitzes for that. That's not, Yosef HaTzadik's darga was, he was a Baal Bris. He was Kedushas HaBris. When something is taken, it's taken. There is no place for taiva and tshuka where dveikus is not shayach at the end of the process. And he said, ki'imat ishtoi, once v'dovak b'ishtoi happened to somebody else, I have no place here. That was how Yosef established it. Chazal say that in Yosef's nachla had a certain mile of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim you could only eat inside the walls, whereas in Shiloh you could eat kol mokim that the ayin is roya. Any place you could see from there. Chazal say it's a schar to Yosef, because his eye was not nisavet to something that wasn't his. So wherever the eye sees is kedusha. In other words, Yosef's midah was that his taiva was kafuf to the midah ladovka. But biologically, or people that are not shayach to Torah, it starts with cheshek and tshuka, and the inseparability of the ladovka is a result of getting into the mess. It's a result of the taiva leading him by his nose. In Klal Yisrael, Yosef marks off what shayach to be mizdabik to, and that's where he focuses taiva and cheshek and so on and so forth. That I think that was the taina. In other words, it's the taina of Yosef HaTzadik, what's wrong with the ma'isa. So, Lintzina Lameidim, there's a kayach in a person, Ladovka. It is probably the strongest ability of a person to do. This is, if we ask ourselves, what is the core of Avodas Hashem, it's Ladovka. And if we ask ourselves, what is the point of no return in Avera, it's Ladovka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Dveikus to come in on the back of Taiva, Tainug, Hasheka, and so on. On the physical level, that's Yitzhak Arayis. And B'meila, if it's the Averis that cross over to the point of no return, are the Averis that ride on top of these powerful Chukas and Hashikas and so on and so forth. Yosef was the one who kind of was the bris, the shmiras bris, is that there's a clearly defined area of where we don't go past. Yosef was the one who kind of faced it head on, and he was the one that brought that into Klal Yisrael. This is the tzad hara, so to speak. This is the tzad where it's not good. There's a tzad atoiv in Ladaf Gaboy, and that's probably a lot more even important to us. The Zohar asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Yetzirah? And the Zohar says that Ilmolei, the Yetzirah, Lehavu Chedvus HaShmaitza. There could never be the enjoyment of learning, the cheshik of learning, could never be if there wouldn't be Yetzirah. In other words, the Koach HaTaiva allows a person to transcend his own inyanim. Let's think about it a second. Koach HaTaiva allows you, a person does things, he's tired. If he has a taiva, he's not tired. A person has self-interest. Many people's lives were ruined when they did stupid things in the world of taiva, simply because taiva made them forget their any sense of caution about themselves. They were willing b'shas taiva to risk everything of theirs because that's the metzias of taiva. A person is born on a nafshistic level with a very strong sense of self and self-preservation, and taiva litzadara breaks it. The person does stupid things. He ruins his family. He loses his wife. He loses his children. He loses his social standing. He loses his job. Loses everything because of taiva. That's the koyach taiva. The koyach taiva allows. Therefore, koyach taiva allows ladafka boy, because it's very, very. It's not. If we ask ourselves, what is it that makes a person so? What makes a person self-preservation, a sense of self-preservation? What does it mean? I become so dovuk to someone else that I lose my self-interest. I'm willing to sacrifice my career, my things for the other person or for the family together, whatever it is. How do we do that? So the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is taiva. That tzad hara means a person is willing to lose everything for it, and that tzad hatoiv is a person is willing to lose everything for the l'daf kabay. That's the tzad hatoiv. So b'meila, if we ask ourselves in inyanim of ruchnius, what allows a person to transcend the sense of self and to become completely absorbed in something else, that is the chedvus of the shmeitzer. The person suffers from his lack, and when he can become absorbed where his own lack really doesn't make a difference. And in the Chedus of the Shmaitz allows a person to reach a darga ben azai where the nafshi choshke b'teira becomes his sense of dveikus. So you have the opposite side of it. The koyches hanefesh of the yitzra d'arayis. Arayis is already a very specific way. Yitzra itself is a koyach. Arayis is the most physical, easiest manifestation of it. But the koyach, the Zohar says, is if not for a koyach, there'd be no chedus or shmeitzer. There's a lashon Tanchuma says that Adam HaRishon came to Taina Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you called it Ra, Yetzirah, and the Tanchuma says that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you called it Ra. It's not I made it Ra, it's you called it Ra. The koyach of the Ra in the Yetzirah is up to the person. Yetzir is the drive in a person that is a koyach of tremendous tainuk. And it is something that, whether it's Ra or Toiv, depends on the person. There are two, these things, it comes with two inyanim, I guess, lemaisa. Both of them carry tremendous lemaisa with us, for us. Let's first look at the tzad hara. I mean, Baruch Hashem, it's not the tzibur that we're talking about that is the vayisavu bagoyim, the chatinim, that's not our sugya. But then our sugya on the very, very sharp and extreme level, but it is our sugya in other things also. If a person has diversions, a person wants to sort of, every person needs a break, every person needs time off, every person has other sukkim. What's a dividing line? What's the thing to be wary of? And the answer is, how much will a person be nizdabek in it? How much will it bring his kochos nefesh so that the person is into it? If a person has a stamp collection, is there anything wrong with a stamp collection? No, it's no terrible, no avarice we could actually think of, especially. But if it takes over a person's life, if his tshuka is, this stamp, that stamp, the rear stamp, the other stamp, the trade, the this, that, and it becomes, if it rides on top of tshuka, taiva, it leads to ladovka boy, and that b'meila takes out, b'meila does not allow the person to have it to teira. You can only be married to one thing at one time. You can have many friendships. The line is between friendship and marriage. The Mesil Sharm says, brings down a ton of Yo, that about precious. He speaks of what's in your precious. Mela, he says like this, Averis, fine. Mela, there are things that are Gdorim, and Xeris. Okay, I understand that also. But what's precious? What's stump tossing off stuff? Where was it coming from? So he brings a ton of Yo that Achata Mispalo, that the Torah should be nichas to me'echa, you should mispalo that madanim, and I think Mechol's Torah should leave me'echa. What it means is, when a person's koach of taiva is fixated on something else, there's no room for Torah. You can only be married to one at a time. So b'meila with the p'chinas nekeva. So if a person becomes involved in any other taiva, it automatically, if nafshi is choshke b'tor, that's why you can't get married. If nafshi is choshke b'arayas or b'achilo or whatever it is, then I can't learn. A person, and this can be in making money, this can be in running a business, it can be in ideas. There was, I think Rav Dessler was once asked by somebody who had a moisit for Yisayim, I think it was, and he asked him, in the off time they have, should they let him just play stam or whatever it is, or they should organize some constructive activities, interesting activities, and surprisingly enough, Rav Dessler said the first, let them just play and so on. He said, don't have them get involved with their nisham and something else. You're running a danger of supplanting Torah. So the tzara ra for us is to understand that anytime a person, you can do many things, but when you start getting involved with it, and a person feels there's tremendous tshuka and taiva, and it starts heading towards that direction, that's a point where a person needs to make a very strong getter for himself. And the tzara toiv is that a person will not be dovuk in a yonim of toiv until he doesn't have chedvus or shmaitza. A person needs, and the best shmira against many kochos of ra is if you have a bottle and somebody wants to pour something into it you don't want. So you can stand defending him off all the time. That's one way of doing it. Or you can fill up the bottle, and there's no room for it, and that's the end of that. A person needs to find a chedus or shmaitz in Torah. He needs to find the enjoyment, the slivus, the geshmak in it. And that's why there's such a focus in the Messiahs that we come from, that learning become a very challenging activity, a very enjoyable activity, a very all-encompassing, absorbing activity. Because that's the only way it becomes you. L'dovka bay is only shayach when there's tshuka there, when there's cheshik there, when there's tainu there. So the Yetzahara is the most important. If you ask a person, Mashchele beis medrash, im pagam chom enuvel zeh, Mashchele beis medrash, it means, if you become aroused, you want something that will, you want pleasure, you want enjoyment, you want cheshik, you need, that's a very good one, that's good, but you need to take him to beis medrash. If you don't have it, you sit in beis medrash, you fall asleep. If you have it outside, you stay outside, you never come back to beis medrash. But if you bring it into beis medrash, just like Bilam did the opposite, he merged Yitzhak Arayas with Yitzhak Vodazora in a way that made it almost impregnable, that made it almost unbeatable. A person needs to do that with the Cheshik for learning and for Dvarim Ruchim. And that's Yosef HaTzadik's Sheirish Klai Yisrael. The first Sheirish Klai Yisrael is the Sheirish that will keep Klai Yisrael, that will retain the integrity of Klai Yisrael through all the Dursim Mixer Umas Olam, is both sides. On the one side, making clear lines on things that are meishiches hanefesh, on things that arouse a person's tainug cheshek yetzahara, because once if that happens, that's the one ticket to a road that doesn't return. And the second side is that a person needs to understand that developing the cheshek and the tshuka, the tainug in learning and in the Torah and in all these inyanim is the derech to create the dafka bay. And once a person is